But you also suggested that the United States should do it rather than Israel.
Absolutely, and the reason I say that is, if you look at what Martin Dempsey said not long ago, he said if Israel hits...
Chairman of
the Joint Chiefs of Staff said if Israel hits the Iranian nuclear facilities, we're going to lose a lot of American lives in the region. Many people in the Israeli national security establishment have come out publicly now, and questioned their leadership's view that maybe Israel ought to do it. And they say, no, Israel shouldn't do it. There are a lot of unanticipated consequences that could follow from that, not least of which is strengthening the hand of the hardliners in Iran. I mean, you don't want to do that. They're having troubles now. The sanctions are not complete yet. We want to squeeze them down more, but they're having an effect. And the government's having some problems, and you don't want to lose all that.
In fact, I mean, what Jim is saying is a really important point, because we know that there is a vigorous debate going on within the leadership decision-making group in Iran. There are those who say, look, you know, these sanctions are really biting. We're not making the kind of economic progress we should be making. We don't give up that much by saying we're not going to do a nuclear weapon and having a verifiable regime to demonstrate that. And then, frankly, there are those who are saying the best thing that could happen to us is be attacked by somebody. Just bring it on, because that would unify us. It would legitimize the regime. You know, you feel sometimes when you hear analysts and knowledgeable people talking about Iran that they fear so much about the survival of the regime because, you know, deep down it's not a legitimate regime. It doesn't represent the will of the people. It's kind of morphed into a military theocracy. And therefore, an argument is made constantly on the hard line side of the Iranian government that, you know, we're not going to give anything up. And in fact, we're going to provoke an attack, because then we will be in power for as long as anyone can imagine.
And Charlie, let me just explain why I said I don't think